We're joined in the studio by Taryn Brumfitt, who is from Adelaide, and that's why you were questioning.
Well, I wanted to ask if Taryn had seen the drive-in smoke mart, which is out near Westlakes.
Oh, because you don't want to get out of your car to get some durries. You might get some exercise.
Which I didn't even answer the question. I was like, what? Hang on.
Yeah, because it's quite near Westlakes. Quite random. Welcome, Taryn. Now, you've made quite a name for yourself, sort of inadvertently in the beginning, but now you've made a documentary about the whole experience called Embrace.
Now, how many years ago did you go viral? How long ago was that?
14?
2013.
Okay, so it's really interesting. Let people know about the photo and what happened.
So I posted a non-traditional before and after photograph.
Yeah.
So usually before and after photographs of women, there's a woman before and she's overweight and she's very sad.
Miserable. Yeah. In a darkened room.
She is. And then she loses weight and then she miraculously becomes happy.
Yeah.
And I swapped mine around and called it my non-traditional before and after photo. And it went really viral.
It went nuts.
Yeah, it went crazy.
And so that's the terrifying part, because we've never had anything go viral. Mm. And all the phones started like ringing in your house, and that must have been, oh my God. And your husband didn't know what you'd done.
No, and it was because simply I posted it to help some friends who I'd been speaking to earlier that day who were struggling with their body image, and I thought, oh, this will just, you know, help them.
This will touch a couple of people.
Yeah.
Then, of course, next minute, ping, 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 all around the house. And my husband, it was Sunday night, so he was out there watching 60 Minutes, and I hear this, Taryn, what have you done? I'm like, oh.
No, I'm in trouble again.
Yeah,
why
right.
is your boobs trending?
Because that's no thing.
So it's all covered up.
Yeah,
the aftershot, it was a nude shot, a tasteful nude shot.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you were brave enough to put a photo of yourself completely in the buff up for the whole world to see.
But do you know what I found? I wasn't looking at your nude body. I was looking at your face.
Mm.
Isn't that weird? Like, you had such a content, happy look on your face. Mm. That's what I took away from that photo. Your expression on your face, not the fact that you had no clothes on. I don't know if that's anything. Yeah.
Yeah, good. I was really content. I was really balanced in that photograph. And when I was doing that bodybuilding for that very short 15 weeks,
it was crazy.
It was my social experiment, was that bodybuilding competition to discover how it would feel to have the perfect body.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. And that's why I think it was really important to share the before and after, because you can love your body before, during, after, at any stage, at every age. And happiness isn't just one particular type of body, and nor is health.
Yeah.
Because
in that,
you know, bodybuilding physique, I was incredibly imbalanced. I mean, there was not any part of me that spiritually, mentally, or emotionally that was balanced.
But looked happy. It looked healthy, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's
it was
crazy.
Good that you did that, because it made everything legit, because you lived both sides of the
equation.
And then people they recognise what you're saying, and it's more believable, I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think having that experience and being able to say to women, oh my gosh, please stop dieting and please stop looking for these quick fixes and pills and potions and lotions to make yourself happy. It's actually not the way it is. You can be happy within yourself as you are and stop buying into the messages that tell you to be something other
and
than
you can
you
be
are.
Healthy in that as well. Like that, like health looks like lots of different things. And that's one of the part of the thrust of your doco, is that the representation of what women should look like. We only see one body type in advertising and on billboards and
that was
in fashion.
Really poignant in the doco when you said that. If you land on Earth aliens and look at like a day's worth of media, they would think everyone is 6 foot blonde and busty and gorgeous.
Yeah,
and thin.
Long, gorgeous legs.
That's right.
And
so true. Yeah, because we've there's only one ideal of health or beauty, and it looks like X. And if you fall outside of that, then something's wrong with you, or you have to spend your life being at war with your body.
And the girls in the magazine don't look like
that. But even the bit about the mannequins. So girls walk into a shop and you guys see a really great outfit on a mannequin. Mm. You don't realise that mannequin's probably size 6 or less. So then you take the outfit off and you put it on yourself and you go, wait there, why doesn't this look like me? Well, no human looks like the mannequin.
No, that's
so
right.
when it even gets down to that, you just sort of like, you got these roadblocks everywhere.
And that's why I felt it was really important to showcase the Australian Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Where you just see that one type of model after the other, all looking the same.
Yeah.
And I challenge designers to say, hang on a second, aren't you making clothes for everyone.
Alex Perry adamantly defended that whole campaign, and I just think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think he did a very good job of it.
Me neither.
Because I've seen his recent collections, and I'm not sure that he's actually learnt from those mistakes.
No way, he hasn't.
Are we making progress, by the way? Because I've seen more and more plus-size models, and I think that's a stupid word in the first place.
They should just be models.
When they're looking on stage, they look absolutely magnificent. But I, for one, don't think that looking at a real skinny person is attractive in any way. That's my personal view.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to see more shapes and sizes and diversity and abilities of body. We come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, if you imagine six-month-old babies, if we line them up in this room, I mean, it'd be hideous because they'd be quite loud. It's too early for six-month-old babies. But if we looked at them, there's some small, round, long, brown, white. There's just this rich diversity. What happens when we grow up that we feel that we have to be, you know, one ideal of health or beauty? It doesn't the way it is.
Really inspirational women and everyone actually in this documentary that you've had a chat to, the girl at the end who has accepted living life with the beard. Sounds really weird right now and probably a lot of people are laughing. But you know what? There's a person behind this and she can't help it. It's medical. And instead of just...
And it was a hearty beard, right?
Yeah, it was a hearty beard.
It wasn't a couple of random... Yeah.
Sure, you couldn't grow that beard.
And that's the thing though. Like, she could either shave it where people will be looking at it anyway and going, oh, you've got stubble, or just embrace it because that's what you are. And she did. She embraced it. Now she's got like so many Instagram followers. Like, I love those stories. It's fantastic. It just shows that you can just be yourself. Some people got it way harder than other people. Yeah.
And like the Taria Pitt. I mean,
amazing.
There are some things in this film that you can't unsee. So when people always say to me, well, how do I flick the switch? What, you know, how do I do that? How do I embrace my body? Well, I hope that Taria Pitt pops up in people's minds when they're banging on about their cellulite or their stretch marks or their jeans don't fit.
Yep.
You know, here is someone who's just faced great adversity, overcome it, and is getting on with life.
Yeah. She's saying it's the best thing that could ever have happened to her.
Absolutely.
Isn't that hard for us to fathom, isn't it? For you now, is it a battle to embrace your body? Like, do you still, is that dialogue still going on in your head and you have to make a conscious decision to think, hang on, I'm going to silence that and love my body? Or you're there? You're there and it's just who you are now?
100% there.
Wow. That is amazing.
Even when clothes don't fit, it's not my body. It's the clothes don't fit. It's such a simple thing. I mean, I can't tell you how exciting and rich and abundant life is when you fully embrace your body, and women have access to this place.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And I guess that what inspires me to do what I do with the body image movement or with the documentary is to make that choice.
Yes.
And I, having traveled the world, I've asked thousands of women around the world, what is it that you'll be thinking about when you take your final breath on this earth?
Yeah.
In those few days, last few days.
Did I fit into those jeans?
Yeah. Or do I look fat today?
No one has said to me, like, you know, my big bum,
or
my cellulite. So now that we're here and capable and able and living, imagine tapping into that perspective and having that gratitude. Yeah.
And imagine being able to do a Vox Pops on the street like you did and not have half of them, probably more than half of the girls say that they feel like they're disgusting. Like, that's terrible.
And it didn't matter.
Success. Yeah. You know, I'm going to head out back into the world in a few years' time, and I really hope that embrace is the conversation starter and women can really tap into what's important in this life, and it's not being at war, and then go Vox Pop some women and see what they say.
See what they say.
Tara, can I ask you when it all went viral, right? So you were getting call would have come through for an interview for whatever that show was, and then you travelling around the world to a point where you had a Russian TV crew follow you around. How the hell was, what was that like?
Well, I mean, I'm an ordinary, everyday person, so those things are kind of a bit bizarre for me. And I mean, I just have to get over it. So in terms of it's not my world to be on radio or to be on TV or to be the face of, but I have a story, and I want to lead this movement. I want to create global change, and I just have to
But can you recognise global change? I mean, that's a word that you can use now and that Embrace is going to help that with. But at the time, you wouldn't have thought, surely you wouldn't have thought about global change when everyone was asking you to travel all around for talk shows and stuff.
No, that was something that came off the back of it. Because
so that was like the genesis of it, wasn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. What I discovered was it was a universal language of hate that women were having for their bodies.
Yeah. All those emails you were getting.
7,000 emails and messages. It was insane.
So before we let you go, what should mothers say to their daughters about their body? Because that's probably the biggest, it's the next generation, isn't it, that are going to be the catalyst for that global change.
I sort of like what you're saying, because we've all grown up with the, oh, you're so pretty, what a pretty little girl sort of situation. You're going, you know what, that you sort of cut that stuff out and don't validate them through their looks, validate them through what they do.
Yeah, that's right. So it's, I think it's about changing the currency of how we view people, setting our young kids up to have a foundation of values that's based on who they are and what they do and not what they look like.
Yeah.
And if a girl comes to me, you know, or if my daughter ever said, you know, do I look pretty in this dress, Mum? I would say to her, I want to know what you're going to do in this dress.
Yeah. Yes.
But mums need to stop, mums and dads, the diet talk, get rid of the scales, stop, you know, move your body, but don't do it because you're losing weight, because then fat becomes bad. And then I met a 5-year-old recently who was on a diet because she sees this modelling from her mum.
Yeah.
So we really, really need to take responsibility.
But it's learned behaviour, Sean.
Yeah, think of how many mums are on a diet, and if they've got kids, it's not like they're saying to them, they just absorb it because it's in front of them, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They mimic what their mum does at that age.
Why is mum not eating the same meal as everyone else?
Yeah. You know what? Embrace is a great doco for you to go as a couple to go and see it so you can see both sides. Take your daughters, take your sons. You know, this should be put in schools. I really do believe that.
And it will be.
So,
definitely.
Good girl. Hey, well done, Tara.
There is a Q&A with you tonight and a screening of the movie at Luna in Leederville. There are still tickets available if you want to go and see Tara and speak tonight, maybe ask a question, put your hand up. lunapalace.com.au is where you can pick up the very few last tickets remaining. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
There's a couple of really great docos around at the moment. That plus that Sugar film, I feel like these docos are transcending.
They're changing the way
they
we
are.
Think
they're
about
changing
things
the world. Yeah. Well done.
You're an agent of change, Taryn. Well done.
And an agent of change? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm using that.
There you go. Put it on your business card. Thanks for coming in,
Taryn. Thanks for having me.